Extension number 12320, real 2.
Mr. Pratt, real 2. You were telling me about the gas shells that came over.
Yes, well, that...
Can you describe in detail what happened?
Well, what I really remember is, because of the bouncing backwards and forwards, some of the trenches were not very deep. They were put there... They were put there, not very deep, so anything from the air thought it was a big trench, but it wasn't. And we were doing something or the other there, and these gas shells came over and we dived down there, and that's where I caught it, and I pulled my gas mask on, but not quite quick enough, and I had to go into dock.
What kind of gas was it?
No idea. No idea. I was coughing and spluttering and spitting. And
what did the gas feel like when?
I can't tell you. It's like a nasty cold, of course.
Did it affect your eyes?
No, I don't think so. I was incapacitated for a week or two, and I had to go to hospital. And I didn't realise what it did to me till I got to England some months later, and I was when I was awarded a small pension, you see. But that I left that battalion then.
Do you think that the gas would have affected you if the trench had been deeper?
I think perhaps it would, because gas was heavier than air, wasn't it? They always used to tell us it would go down, you see. But it wasn't a big intensive gas attack. It was some shells, you know, just shells.
When you were in the trenches, how frightened were you?
I can't say that I was very frightened, because we were all together, you know. Well, you were a bit scared all the time, really, one way or another. I can't be truthful about how I felt about that.
How long do you think you were in the front line altogether? Was it just a few days or weeks?
I was there in this first place until I was gassed. I was there a month or two, because I no sooner got into dock, I felt better. And when you go into dock, they put you back to the machine gun base depot. I was sent back to Camiers.
After you'd been in hospital?
Yes. And then I was drafted into another division. Not back. I never went back to the 56. I went in the 3rd and the 5th. And I then... regiment. And I was a bit sad about that. I didn't get back to the 56. I went the Iron 3rd and the something 5th.
So the 3rd was called the Iron 3rd?
Pardon?
The 3rd was called the Iron 3rd.
That's it. That's right.
What was the 5th called?
Oh, I don't know. And as we were getting on towards the end of the war then, weren't we? Because it ended in...
November.
I was in hospital again when that came on. This gas must have affected me, you know, one way or another.
Did you go back into hospital a second time with the gas?
I can't remember. I must have been in a second time. But of course, what I do remember is when the war was over, we all felt better. I remember that. I can tell you that. We all, because the old doctor said, "What's the matter with you lot?" And they said, "We all felt better, you see." So there was a lot of. We'd all had enough, hadn't we, really, if you know what I mean. And I went from the last, I went to Trouville. We used to call Trouville the second Blighty. You either went to Blighty, went home, or went to Trouville, and I went to Trouville. And that's where I was when the war ended, and I was drafted back to some division or the other, and there I can't really remember where.
But when you went to hospital the first time, was that at Trouville?
No.
Where was that?
That was later on, Trouville. Well, why was it?
No, the first time you went into hospital was when you were affected by the gas shell. Where was that hospital?
I don't know. It was a hospital. It was a, what do they call it? It was a sort of
field hospital.
That's right, field hospital.
And how long were you treated in the field hospital for?
Oh, I don't know.
Did they give you anything for the gas? Any medicine?
I can't tell you. They looked after me anyway. I tell you what. What was the best thing I had was to go to bed in one or two sheets. I thought that was heavenly. I wasn't in them very long. But that helped me a lot.
Just the comfort of it?
Yeah.
And then they put you in the 3rd Battalion, you said?
Third or the 5th. Yeah. I was in both of them at different times. I don't know what order that I was in, but the things were coming to an end then.
Whereabouts were they, the 3rd and the 5th?
Not Arras. We're at a big place there, on towards on Belgium, I think.
Ypres?
What?
Wipers?
Wipers? No, it's north of that. I can't think of the name of the place.
Were you in action with the 3rd and 5th Battalion?
In what?
Did you go into action with the 3rd and 5th Battalion?
Yes, I don't remember much about that.
Later on, did you actually go into Germany?
Yes. I must have got on leave, you see. And I came back and went up into Germany in the Army of Occupation.
Do you remember whereabouts in Germany it was?
Not far from Bonn.
In the Rhineland?
On the Rhine, yes. I can't think of the name of the... I was trying to think of the name of the place and couldn't. Marvellous that was.
Why was it so good?
Well, it was clean and they hadn't been bombed or anything there, you see. Not in that part, not at that time. Well, that was my impression, and the place was tidy. So different to France.
How did you get on with the Germans?
Pretty well, but of course we were the bosses then. We used to tell them what to do. And I was billeted in one town in Germany, and the chap came to me where I was billeted. He said, "You know, I have to get up very early to go to the work, so you'll have to be in. You'll have to be in at night." I said, "Look here, you're not telling me what time I get in. I'll tell you what time I'm coming in, you see." And after that, They were so they cleaned all my equipment for me. The wife did and looked after me, and they couldn't do enough for me. They were like that, the Germans.
Did you like them?
Well, in the end, I liked them. Of course, I used to give their kids chocolates and all sorts of things. You see, but I was the boss. I said, I'll come in at night, reasonably early, but you don't tell me when to come in. I said, you know, I was like, but that was so. And then also, while I was there, there was what they called the Young Army came out there. I don't know whether you know about that, but the Young Army, and this young, one or two of these chapters, you've got to this one. And I said, you don't do what they tell you. They do what we tell them. You see, that was the line I was making.
I understand that you got a disability pension for the gassing that you had.
That's right. I was working in the bank then, and I didn't feel so good. And I applied for some sort of help, the army, and I had to go and see a doctor. And I told him all the conditions about the best I could, and I was awarded, I think it was 8 and 6 months a week. And then I were subject to review after a certain time, and all in all, I had it for about 2.5 years, reduced from, it was to about 8 bob a week. That was my pension for gas poisoning. I got married on that lot.
But the pension only lasted for 2 years?
About 2.5 years. Yes.
And then you got nothing?
And again, no, I'd done all right, I thought. It's so different, isn't it? But I was all right.
Now, you told me that in the Second World War you were in the Home Guard. Which Home Guard was that?
Watford. Hertfordshire.
Was it called the Watford Company of the Home Guard or Battalion?
Oh dear, I've got that here. I didn't know you were going to ask me about that.
What rank did you hold in the Home Guard then?
Sergeant. That was all.
Where did you join up?
This police station at Watford. That's where we had to join up. It was the LDB and we started. All we used to do really was to be on guard all night. Sort of one place we used to guard a big. An air factory near Leavesden, Watford. We used to guard the ground there. We used to get all sorts of people walking about at night, you know, and used to stop them. Gradually they stopped. When we first started, we used to stop all cars, and I've never told my wife yet the people I found in those guards at night, who they were. The war hadn't got home to some people then. There was a war on, but he gradually did. And that was it.
What were they doing?
I wouldn't tell you what they were doing, but they were out just enjoying themselves. You know, they were out with women and one thing and another. They used to stop them with lamps. Get their names.
So you had to report them to the police?
To the police? Well, I forget what we did. Anybody we thought had bunked from anywhere, we used to report those to the police. One or two were, but gradually they got easier.
Were you worried about a fifth column?
Well, really, yes. Yes, we were. But I forget what happened about that.
Do you think that the Home Guard would have given a good account of themselves?
I think so. I think so, yeah. I think so. Very good, I reckon.
What kind of weapons did you have? Did you have guns?
Yes, we had guns.
Were there Lee Enfields?
I think so, yes. We had, in the end we had Lee Enfields, yes. But I said, "Job, damn it. I can't tell you much about that, really, you know.